This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Picks up his earphones and starts talking into them like they're a telephone.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, I'm not anti-dexterous. Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Big Monday show, big Brownlow show.
Yeah.
Damien Barrett in shortly. Talk about that, among other things. Big granny coming up on the weekend. And then we talk about what happened last night, because the privileged few are allowed in the room. You're not one of them.
I see that.
And also Sam Pang.
Oh.
Pang.
Oh, Pang.
What, in here?
In here.
No.
Well, we put the challenge to him because he...
had a go at you and you didn't like
it. Front bar. So I said, righto, get him in. But he's also got a big comedy tour coming up with our own Mick Malloy.
And
Marty Sheargold, of course. So he comes in a little later. We get some nice feedback from Rosie. So a big, big show. Hello to you, Willis.
Okay, hey, Jim. Yes, I didn't get invited.
No.
I see we've set aside a little break for you.
Yes.
And rabbits and hoes.
And you didn't go.
And poor old Witt and I didn't get invited.
Well, Witt probably didn't said no, but you didn't get invited.
I normally do. I just knock it back.
I don't think you do.
Back. Yeah,
actually, no one wanted you there.
They did.
Who?
They need a bit of light humour, they said. Hello.
Would have been light.
Rabbits.
Thanks very much, a man who's been crying like a child for about the last 2 hours. Right. Can you believe how you feel, Big Unit?
Oh, I can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but, mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to Johnson. And the team. They made me talk, because I'm... But, mate, this is fantastic to all the supporters out there. And we, you know, we couldn't win one, but these blokes have. So that's what it's all about.
It was embarrassing. Oh, we were calling the game for Triple M. Fat wasn't working to us with us at that point.
Bigger than the Ford factory.
I had the binoculars on the race.
Did you?
Yes. And I gave him two of my best minutes. I said, this is humiliating for everyone that knows Bill. He's making this about himself. He didn't play in the game.
I did.
I don't even know why you were in the race.
I was on the
and
grass.
You were crying like a baby.
Well, I was emotional.
Why?
You're allowed to be.
You had nothing to do with
it. It means a lot to me. It's part of the family.
How?
It's part of the family. I played there. I lost four grand finals.
You're no different to anyone else once you retire.
No,
you're just a
past
supporter.
Player. At least I love the club. And that was emotion. You're
really?
Allowed to show some
really?
Emotion sometimes.
Crying like a fool's head.
Emotion. Well done, Bill. Anyway.
Well done, Bill.
Time for a little sports rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Well done to Patrick Cripps.
Yes.
Jimmy boy, how good was that?
Brilliant.
But also well done to the Triple M votes that we announced during last week. So
Triple MVP.
MVP. But I think a lot of people looked at those votes and said, oh, they're not right. Because we had Patrick Cripps on 27 votes at Triple M. Guess what? He wins it with 29. Then we had Lockie Neal running second at Triple M on 26. Lockie Neal on 28 in the actual Brownlow.
4 years in a row, I think.
Yeah, I think
the MVP has also been the Brownlow medalist. So it's a very good guide.
Well, Clayton Oliver, we had third at Triple M. He was fifth, Jim.
Yes.
Then Took Miller.
Yes.
Fourth. Of course, he was third. So I say well done to the Triple M commentary team, and you lead that up.
What? But I'm not a vote giver. So
no.
It's a special comments.
I was going to say the special comments boys.
Yep.
They got it right. They nailed it. So well done.
What about Andrew Brayshaw, by the way?
Yes.
On 20 votes after 13 rounds.
Was he?
He's on record pace.
20 votes.
He fell away.
Fell
away. Well, they 21. Started tagging him in the back end and he didn't cope with it too well.
I'll tell you what else did he. Cripper, after eight games in the Triple M one, he had six best on grounds.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what happened last night.
And then finished strong too.
He is a worthy, we'll talk to Purple
about
this, a worthy Brownlow medalist.
And we'll talk about your night there, of course. What about, I love the Goal of the Year Award. They throw up three nominations. And this year's Goal of the Year was Essendon Ruckman Sam Draper.
As Draper runs out of the middle, handball to Guelphy.
Oh!
God, are you kidding me? It's home.
Oh, my God.
It could be goal of the year from Sam Draper. Extraordinary scenes at
Triple M's Lockie Reed, that was, Jim.
No, that wasn't Lockie Reed.
That's Will. Will.
Will.
Essendon's, by the way. Apparently Essendon. Bill.
Yeah.
That actually brought about an email.
Yes.
Got sent around to everyone.
Exactly.
To see if we can allow the commentator to get his words out. It reminded me of Spud. That's how Spud used to. Remember when exciting stuff started happening? Spud just couldn't help himself.
Exactly.
He just started yelling.
Yeah, he did. And Roscoe took it to heart too. He just stopped sometimes and let people Ross Lyon. All right, and the mark of the year, Port Adelaide's Mitch Georgiades.
Goes out to 60 metres out, screws it. We've got another contender! We have another contender for mark of the year, Georgiades. An absolute beauty.
That was Lockie Reed.
That was Lockie Reed.
Yes. Well done. Well
very
called.
Good
that was
very well called.
Hey, well done to Joel Selwood. Won the Jim Steins Award.
A thousand hours of community work he has put in, which is extraordinary when you consider he's a superstar and also the captain of the club.
Yeah, they do it really well down there at Geelong. And I know every club do it, but obviously they do clinics and they do community camps and country days and all that. And the AFL Bowen Region Access All Abilities does a lot of work there. Does it really well. And how good was his wife, Britt? Did you see Britt last night?
I didn't, because they were locked in a different area of the Cats people.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
But looked magnificent. So well done to Joel and Britt.
What I liked is Sel getting up and saying, well, I've actually got a speech prepared because I might have got a little heads up. You reckon?
Oh, I said that. Right.
Fair enough.
And Casey Demons have won the VFL Grand Final, Jimmy Boy, defeating South Port by 32 points.
Yes.
Well done.
They only lost one game for the year. It's bloody good going.
It's a good effort, so well done to them there. And the golf, Cameron Smith.
Yes.
Won his first LIV golf appearance. LIV tournament.
He very nearly won the week before, 2 weeks before. So not only does he get $100 million for going across, he's now just got another six.
$6 million for winning
for
that.
For winning that.
What would be the most in the PGA if you won?
Well, if you win the season ending,
but
home and away, nothing like that.
Wow.
$6 million into your bank account.
Won it easy, three strokes.
But he's quality.
Yeah, he's quality.
The best player in the world, you could argue. Now, Bill, we need to get to a break unless you've got more in your
rapid. No.
Because Purple's in to talk Brownlow and Grand Final next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news. Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
It is Grand Final week. Doesn't get any bigger than this.
Wrapping up the weekend in footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's Recovery Session. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au.
Oh, Brownlow Purple.
Yes.
And Brownlow Jim. And that was the big controversy, Bill, when I walked into the pre-show last night. There was a lot going on. And one of the big movements, you just see people moving around and trying to change things.
Change the table.
Yeah, because I saw
names.
Jim and Lisa, and at that stage there was no seat for either Jim or Lisa.
No.
Jim. And there were people scurrying. No. He had people clicking. He's clicking his fingers and...
I demand.
And you were about to go home?
Well,
no,
I did
he
say
have gone
I did say this. We firstly had RSVP'd twice because we did it once, and then the lovely lady from the AFL emailed me and said, we haven't received your RSVP. And I said, well, I actually did it, but I'll do it again. And she said, doesn't matter, I'll do it for you. We're having a few issues. So then when we got there and there was no table setting,
I
thought, well, this isn't going well. But Bill.
So where were you?
Lisa was very passionate about going.
She loved it.
Because she loved it. And also with
Andy. Well, she actually said you were more passionate about going. And you tried to make out as though it was Lisa wanting you to go.
That's incorrect. And what I said is, in a past life,
yes.
if that had happened, I just would have literally done a 180 degree turn and gone home.
We've seen him do that, Bill. We saw him do that at the Logies once.
Oh, exactly.
No name tag. No, security bloke wouldn't let me in. So I said, thank you. And turned around and went home. And I got in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
But, Bill, we ended up sitting on the Brownlow medalists' table.
Patrick Cripps?
No, as in past winners.
Oh.
So Libba, Graham Moss, Gordon Collis.
Gordon Collis.
I'd never met what a lovely man he is, by the way. Never met him before. Barry Round.
Big Bazza.
So I don't know whether I was misplaced.
you reckon?
It was a table of 10, but they managed to find two more seats on it, Dim, and there was a table of 12.
Great, tough footballers, and there's old Dweed.
Yeah, they
Dweed.
Dweed.
Dweed Brayshaw.
What's a dweed?
I don't know.
It's a dweed.
Yeah.
Is that your phone, Damien?
Dweeb. No, but great night, Purple. Was, and yes. Well,
how many are there?
Worthy of the champion too.
I agree with that, Jim. And look, we had a breakaway six, didn't we? And I don't know how the bookmakers, all the media, and then the host broadcaster, Channel 7, embraced these six. And yep. Then clearly the umpires did too. So everyone's on in sync now, aren't they? Given there's 850 yes. players, and we knew from about 6 or 8 weeks ago there's only going to be six on the count. But look, I thought it was a really good count. I hope it translated pretty well, Bill, on TV.
Jeez, it was long.
You didn't watch it.
I did. I was at a function, and there was a Brownlow function.
What, so you were watching?
I was.
The Brownlow.
I was watching at a function. At a function. Well, that was it was a Brownlow function. So the hench, you had to watch hench.
He was fortunate, though, and let's not lose sight of the fact that in round 21 he got suspended for belting Calamachi, which the match review office and the tribunal felt was worthy of being a two-week ban. And then the lawyers, Jim, as we often commentate and did at the time and were quite worked up over at the time, got involved, got him off on a legal technicality. I'm glad for him that he did, but let's not lose sight of the fact that he was very fortunate in that regard. So, I mean, well done to him. And he's finished third in 2019, and the words he spoke post accepting the award, I mean, he referenced the 2019 period, and I just loved how he handled himself. And
he did, considering he couldn't talk. He admitted that, didn't he? Yeah. That he was no good in front of a mic.
Yeah, stutterer. So, I mean, well done to everyone who did it, and I don't mind it. On the Sunday, I think it should
always be Sunday. Much better day.
Yeah, and there's a runway now, isn't there, for both competing teams in the grand final itself, which I think helps them set up their week in a way better. It's just in the ideal world for them than it would be if it was a Monday night into a Tuesday morning.
Will we, with this in mind, move the bye from the week before the finals to the week before the grand final?
Well, it'll be interesting because Gil McLaughlin's leaving. If he was staying, it would absolutely stay locked in because he's such an advocate for it. He introduced it, and he's putting his chest out on a few fronts at the moment, Jim, on this farewell lap he's on. And one of them is setting up this extraordinary finals series. And he will trace some of it, and I think with reason, back to the bye.
All right,
and the resetting of all these teams.
If you need a bye, why wouldn't we move it to the week before the grand final so that if anyone's concussed, for instance, they can play in the game?
Yep.
Max Holmes has got another week to get himself ready. We get the two teams cherry ripe before the big dance.
Well, that was the COVID-driven situation of last year and the fact the game was in Perth. And that worked, I think, beautifully as well. Whether they need to do that or want to do that in Melbourne, Super Bowl style, as they do with the NFL, I would be probably more for that than the post 23.
Well, so then I would. The reason I love it, Purple, is because then the weekend before, you could make a big, big show of the Sandy Dragons grand final. That should be at Marvel on Friday night, maybe. And then you have the VFL final the next day on the Saturday.
And AFLW season all part of it now.
And then you have the Brownlow. So that weekend before, you can really shine a spotlight on some other things that are, I think, really important in footy.
Yeah.
And then you have the grand final.
Well, it will be at least the right of the new chief executive officer to potentially change that.
Do we know who that's going to be? I did see Andrew Dillon. I saw Travis Old. I saw
Kylie Rogers.
There's a few circling around.
Damo, who's the leader?
I've always felt, this is my take on the situation, that if they were to go internally, that it would be Andrew Dillon, provided he got his own head around the public side of it. Because I know
what does that mean?
Well, he's never been one to embrace
introverted.
The media and the very, very public element to the job. And it's as much public as internal when it comes to the operations of it. I think he's good in that space. It's just that he's never sought it. And no one ever has sought it, I think. But it's fair to say Gillen's embraced it, hasn't he? And particularly on this farewell lap.
Got a head of steam up at the minute. My goodness.
Good steam like up.
Yes.
It is. Where do you want to go next, Bill? You want to go to some trade? You want to go to the grand final?
No, the competing teams.
Competing
please.
Teams, yeah.
So a couple of injuries.
Yeah.
We can talk about that now. Max Holmes.
I just don't see them playing him because while the case is now being mounted that it might be a nerve-related neural type of situation,
that was
what it was on the weekend, and that took him out of the game of footy. So what if that happens again and it's not the tear?
And he's a running player.
Yeah.
Different if it's a big forward or something like that, but he run. Well, so
you've got a sub.
Hey?
There's a medical sub, so if you pick a running, a like-for-like, and he has to come out.
But if you take him in and then a Collard Jasny incident, which happened in the first week of finals, if you recall, when O'Connor had to come on in the first quarter, effectively. But, so you then you're down one.
It's
down.
The old fashioned. If it's a hamstring and you're a running player, you've got to be doubtful.
Yeah,
got to be.
I would think so.
All right,
yeah.
Sam Reed.
Yeah, well, I just can't see him playing, Bill, and then how you replace him, because he has had as good a season as he's had since the Swans last won a flag in 2012. And the last two thirds of this year have been extraordinary for him. He actually helped turn the qualifying final when Buddy was a bit down, and he had a really good purple patch in the third quarter. He kicked two goals.
Yep.
Joel Amati's the one who's presenting in that regard. He wasn't one of the emergencies on the weekend. Hayden McLean was. You'd imagine they would go tall in replacing a tall who's going to be out. So I say that because Harry Cunningham, who's been a very good player for a long time, he was also one of the emergencies. So I think it's unlikely that they would go down the smaller path.
Cleveland Browns 13 up in the last quarter and found a way to lose.
Of course they can.
What was that thing I sent you, Jim? The last 2,229 games decided in the NFL, with the team being up 13 in the last 2 minutes. Have won.
Except for Cleveland. they're the best. We're going to get back with some trade news with Purple next.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Damo's in thanks to Thirsty Camel. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au. Yep.
Good-looking Jim and hence good-looking Lisa. Commission meeting.
Jeez, he's a flop.
Commission meeting.
Who didn't have a seat when you got there?
I know. I'll be dealing with that. Commission meeting as we speak.
Yeah, just wrapping up. Resolving, attempting to at least, many matters, one of them being the Tasmanian ongoing saga. It'll move from here. Look, Gil, as we speak, is about to speak publicly, but from what I could gather last night, Jim, working the room a little bit, as we do in those functions, there was not going to be any form of significant absolutely endorsing and signing off on this. So they wanted the presidents to get their heads around it, and that will be part of the meeting today. They will do is announce some priority draft picks to North Melbourne. It's probably not what the club wanted, but I think you know my views on priority. Just ban priority draft picks. But what they will get is a future second and future third round in 2023. Mm-hmm. But those picks must be used in this upcoming trade period. They must be traded for a
player. How do they get
player.
That? Why?
Oh, just because they're perform really, really badly, Bill, for
That's
two or three
right.
years. No, I've long, and this is not a North Melbourne directed situation. I've said it, no club should get any priority picks, because I just think it creates a mindset that if we get worse than we currently are, we'll get some AFL assistance. And I think you're deep down the similar, Jim, in that regard.
No, 100% am.
North will argue.
Presented to the commission on the fact that they should be banned forever. But all I would say now from a North Melbourne point of view is they would turn around and go, well, why did Gold Coast get one and two then?
Well, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And why did Angus Brayshaw and Christian Petrarca get handed to Melbourne?
Yep.
So they would argue that if you've been consistent as a commission, then they're in as bad a shape as those two clubs were and should get assisted.
Yeah.
I don't like it. No. I would get rid of it.
No, I don't either.
Now, Damo, the club presidents, I got this mail last night and they said, don't worry, it'll be all washed over with the Brownlow.
Yeah.
But their meeting, obviously, you said that, to discuss the Tassie bid, $750 million roof stadium. The Tassie government committed to half, 23,000 seats.
Mm.
Presidents can't say no.
Mm.
That's what I hear.
If they commit to half, where's the other half coming from? The AFL won't. No, they won't.
That's what they
do. Bill, the AFL has not put one cent into a stadium around the country.
Well, they're
apart from
that's where it's at the minute. But
right,
and it wasn't the AFL that put those cents in either. It was the clubs.
Initially, it was.
Clubs paid for the bloody Marvel Stadium, won the AFL. Bill, there's no chance the AFL will put a cent into a stadium in Tassie.
Well, that's what I'm telling you where they're at. So then they'll go back.
The Tassie government come up with the money.
A lot of money for the government.
It is.
I can't see them coming up with the
nine pressure. Acts for Rowan on the weekend. We'll talk about that during the break.
Off air.
Josh Dunkley, Jim, we've been saying here on Triple M for some weeks that Brisbane, while they were still alive, was gaining in possibilities about grabbing Josh Dunkley. Well, it is now confirmed that he's a club of choice.
It was Port Adelaide.
Now, people saying we've been saying on Triple M, Bill, that Brisbane, because they were still alive in the finals, that was the delay in him announcing publicly where he wanted to go. So he's done that today. How they get it done, I'll let those two clubs sort it out.
You know what the Dogs want? Two first-round picks.
Yeah, well, every club wants two first-round picks for any club player they lose. I mean, he's a good player, Josh Dunkley, but he's not a two first-round draft picker. Mm-hmm. So, and if you do start with that, you'll get something back. But good pickup, though. I mean, having said all that,
them,
really
absolutely.
Good pickup. And they will also be aided. Now, they've just gone out of the finals, having beaten Richmond and Melbourne, but then being blown away by Geelong the other day. They've got Josh Dunkley, and they will get Will Ashcroft.
Yes.
And all the people, Jim and Bill, who watch the junior football say that Will Ashcroft, will be the 2023 version of Nick Dacos of 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
That he just walks in and effectively wow. dominates.
Sam Walsh. Well, the 39 touches, I think, in the Sandy Dragons grand final win. So obviously high quality. And his brother, they reckon, is equally good.
He's 2 years behind him, but equal is good. Look at that. That is Max Holmes running at training today, open session down at the Cattery.
Running's one thing, Bill, but changing direction and kicking a football with a
I'm just showing you the photo. Right.
Who else is moving around? We've done Max Holmes,
Yes, I've got the Gary Ayres medal here for votes over the weekend.
No, we were talking player movement, Bill.
All right, eh?
Richmond's got the luxury of now having Tarando and Hopper wanting and choosing and nominating those that team to go to, but getting them both done, particularly with Hopper being in contract, that's going to cause some problems, Jim. Just back onto a couple of, I suppose, storylines out of the grand final. I love the golden oldies element to the Geelong side, obviously. I mean, it's not what some clubs want to set up to be, but they are the oldest team and are regularly beating their own record in that space. You've also got the Hickey, Parker, Franklin aged element to the Swans team, and they're all hitting the line pretty strongly, aren't they? So
Danger
and Hawkins and Selwood, obviously, at the head of that.
They have premierships. Danger doesn't. Yeah. I would love to see him be a premiership player, Paddy Dangerfield.
Yeah.
He's ticked every box in a brilliant career.
What about
that would be a nice way
Buddy?
For him to...
Buddy, there's a...
Well, he's already won a couple.
He's not won two at Hawthorn, and the two he's played for in Sydney. The first year he was in that 9-year deal, 2014. He was best player for the Swans in that loss to Hawthorn. Yeah, then he rolled his ankle in 2016. But, I mean, the beautiful symmetry about that, he's had 9 years at Hawthorn, 9 years at Sydney. His first year at the Sydney Swans was a grand final. His last game within the contract he's in is going to be a grand final. He's got...
played very well on the weekend, by the way.
I thought he was outstanding. Oh, yeah, the two
marking
goals.
Marking overhead.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that for a while from Buddy.
And equally importantly, he didn't bring too many down when he went from above his head like he often hasn't done. But Jimmy, he brought it to ground, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
And he created contests.
Well, the row bottom where he just walked into an open goal was caused by a superstar forward. Yep. So three went in the air to try and nullify his effect, and therefore no one stayed down and a spillage goal was the result. But that's what used to happen with Duck back in the North. Other teams would be so terrified of his dominance that they would get things wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
He copped some big hits early too, Buddy.
He did. And he created some himself.
What about young De Koning? You'll have to go to him.
You'd think so, although Jack Henry has had a role on him in the past. I mean, Tom Stewart will be steering the ship as always, won't he? And Cole Jazzy normally takes someone a bit shorter and smaller, but he will be in that space, won't he, at times where he's going to have to also step up. So it's as intriguing as there is. It is a shame for the Swans that they don't have Sam Reed, who has been so instrumental in getting to this stage. Now, whether, as we said before, about Amati or McLean, whoever it's going to be replacing, it's still not going to be the footy nous of
what sort of a day are we having? Do we know this far out? We
think rain. Yeah, I think there's a bit of rain.
15 inch showers.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We don't want rain.
Oh. It'll be a full house. Oh, looking forward to it.
Will you be going to the parade on the down the river?
Oh, they've asked me. I said, I don't know. Scotty, I'll wait. I'll see.
They've asked you.
If I've got a cash.
You watch if they win, he'll be on the dais. That's how embarrassing he is.
I don't know if I can get out there. But
you don't reckon?
Archie used to get out in the grass.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Sunday footy show for us, Bill. Are you going to make a return?
No, I don't know. We'll see about that, Damien.
Oh, you've changed your mind?
No. I haven't heard anything. That's all. So we'll see.
I think Hutchie actually held the Vince Lombardi trophy.
He touched it.
Did he?
He touched it. Before Tom Brady did on one of the...
On the turf after a Super Bowl.
What's going on there with Tom Brady, by the way?
Well, he won again today. He just had blinding
home,
last quarter. How would I know?
Well,
From Melbourne, how you reckon he's a crossroads.
Patrick Dangerfield got 10 votes. Grian Myers, 8. Tom Hawkins, 5. Collar Dasny, 3. Tom Stewart, 3. And Darcy Gardner, 1.
Yes.
Jack Crisp, our man.
Crisper.
8. Callum Mills, 8. Luke Parker, 5. Tom Papley, Scott Pendlebury, 3. Darcy Moore and Buddy got a 1 are there.
No Chad Warner amongst that?
No.
He had a great first half, didn't he?
Hey, Purple, we look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Then. See you then, boys.
Everything all right at home?
That was Damo's recovery session. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au.
Plenty more to come on the Rush Hour, including Sam Pang. But up next, JB had a great night at the Brownlow and Bill had a great night somewhere else.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio.
Missed something on the little rappy, Jim.
All right.
The VAFA Grand Final, the VAFA, of course, was at Elsternwick Park. We were out there the other day.
It was supposed to be at Elsternwick Park, Bill, but because of the monsoonal rain we had on Saturday, it was moved to Trevor Barker.
Oh, is that what it was? I drove past there, a big crowd.
Huge crowd.
Old Hullabury won the B grade gym in the VAFA. And then in the A grade, St. Kevin's won its third premiership in 4 years.
Yeah, they beat Old Brighton. But as you said, we were at Elsternwick Park last Monday for the Measure Up Against Bill kicking competition. The video is now up online on our Instagram. Of course, it was all thanks to our mates at Bosch with their brand new measuring tool.
We're talking about things to do with football, congratulations go to Fred Brayshaw.
Fred.
Under 15, Div 1, Hampton Rovers Best and Fairest Winner 2022.
Wow.
Very happy with himself. He sent me a photo through of the very...
nice trophy.
Nice big... Well, look at the bloody thing. Big trophy on him, Fred's. Very pained. And he had a very good season. So
first
well done,
trophy
mate.
In the house. That's good.
and that is true, actually. Mm. That is true. Last night, great night, Bill.
Yes. Tell us about it.
I think it's got better.
Right.
Obviously, you and I have both been to plenty of them, and they were a bloody tedious long night.
Long. But tell the people out there, like, how many are there? And
oh, no, the Palladium's full. So yeah. Rabs was there. Thousand? So there would be close to 1,000 people in the room,
easily.
I reckon.
Yep.
And, but Rabs, this and Gil, I'm sure, has had a lot to do with this. There's speed on it now.
Mm.
It doesn't drag its ass.
Yeah. No.
So especially the back end, the games where no players can influence the count.
Yeah.
They were through them. The packages are shorter. And credit, I know they're my employer, but I think Seven do a really good job of jazzing it up, but not dragging the
night out. And voiced by Tim Solly, who works for us, and Emma Friedman as well, who works for us.
Ah, Em.
Yes. Yep.
So I think it was all done by, what, about 10:45?
He reads the play, Gil.
Yeah, he does.
Beautifully. Yep. And that's what you got to do. Yeah.
Yep. So I think they do a really good job of it in the room. Hopefully people watching at home loved it as well. Oh, the women are superb.
Yeah.
Like and I'm not just talking about the players'
girlfriends,
partners.
Wives,
I'm talking
partners.
About all the women in the room, including Rosie, looked magnificent. I love how they their attention to detail and the way they present, because it's a black tie night.
It is.
So that makes it
everyone wears
different
black tie.
To women. For women, they can't wear cocktail dresses, for instance. It's got to be a certain type of dress.
Oh.
And the girls do it superbly, so credit to them. Yeah. What else can I tell you, Fat?
After
we'll
party.
It. We'll hold it for the after the break.
Oh, I thought we were doing that here.
No, we're going to go to a break and we're going to hold it.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my apologies, Bartholomew.
No, that's all right.
Just getting warmed up.
You were.
Get mine.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. I've got different all sports of sport. Thanks to our good friends.
What was that? Thousands of people coming up to me going, where's Fat?
Where is
I'm
Fat?
I'm like, he doesn't get invited. He didn't get invited when he played. So there'd actually be no point inviting him now.
Well, I don't want to go because I've got other...
Well, so what did you do?
I went to Flemington, the pavilion there. Very nice pavilion there, Jimmy.
To do what?
Well, the Brownlow Night with the Stars.
Is that what it was called?
It's a Rombo special.
Oh.
And Mark Siri, he works for him too. They do it. Yeah, he's a good little fella.
Very nice. Kicked the goal. Hands.
I kicked the only goal that Carlton kicked. Was it on North Melbourne against Footscray out there at Western Oval? I kicked one goal.
That was him.
15 seconds to go. But a very good crew. Tony Shaw, Robert Harvey was there.
Robert Harvey, banger.
He's won two.
Two Brownlows. Bloody oath he is.
Your mate, Warwick Kappa.
Kappa.
Caught up with a duck.
Duck was there.
Boy.
Good.
Duck, yeah. Yeah. It's Simon Madden, Mark Harvey, Cooter. So if Cooter's there, who else do you reckon?
Oh, Ange.
Yeah, it's a wolf.
one you took to task physically in the 95
and had him over the fence.
Did you? Yeah, don't reckon.
And then?
Cuda grabbed me. Cuda feed him muddies. Rene Kink.
Rene Kink.
You know, he's lost five
losing grannies.
One
so
more
you
than
would
me.
Have, you would have been happy to see him then.
Yes, I was. He used to be a hairdresser.
Yeah, he did.
Rene. And Sauce. He doesn't like these nights, Sauce. So, but he came up to, they were auctioning off.
What is this?
They were auctioning off
what,
his jumper.
What was that?
And
Matty, can you just turn that around for me, please?
Poor old Sauce. He hates being up the front, hates anything like that. But good night had there. Well done,
Steve
Robert.
Silvani, for
Steve
people
Silvani,
who don't know
yes,
Sauce is.
Exactly.
Why would he hate those nights?
Well, he doesn't like being up the front and people cheering for him and all that. You're pretty reserved. Stephen Silvani.
Super, full back of the team of the century.
I know, but he's pretty reserved, unless he's had a couple, and then you can't shut him up. Jesus. Piss off, Sauce. But, no, good night. Very good night.
Well, who else was there? They're the footballers, but there are other celebrities.
Yeah. Mick Gatto, my mate.
Your mate.
Yes, I'm going to sick him on to you, too.
Aren't you? It's just embarrassing how...
We're friends.
deferential you are when he's around. You just crap yourself.
If you owe me some money, which you do.
I don't.
I'm going to send him around.
I don't.
Yes.
Oh, you a cent. In fact, you owe me.
Greg Hall.
Jockey.
Jockey. What's he call himself? G, of course. Brent Thompson. Do you know who that is?
No.
I think he ate a horse, poor old Brent. He's blown up.
No. Come on.
No, that was a good night, Tim. So that was my night, which was a bit different to your night.
And what were you? Were you the MC?
I was the host.
How would you have gone with that? Because you're no good.
No, I'm very good. I loved it.
No, I don't reckon.
Eating out of the
pub. Were there? How many people there?
About 400 or 500.
And you had to ask them all questions when they got up?
Master of ceremonies, Bill Brownless.
Yeah, Bill Brownless.
No, because so you buy groups. So they put together three players.
Yes.
And the three players combined, their votes, whoever gets the most votes obviously wins the night. So you can buy a group for like $1,000, $2,000. So last night, the group paid $1,600 for their group.
Yes.
Tuke Miller was the main one.
Right.
They won 21,000.
Oh,
it's not bad.
It works.
Exactly.
I tell you what I did enjoy, Rabs, with the Western Bulldogs boys with the sunnies. How good.
What they have.
That's funny. I reckon that's funny.
They'd servo sunnies that they kept putting on when they knew they were going to get three votes.
Oh. Tommy Liberatore.
And the Bond.
And then Naughty. Yeah, oh, I love that. That's funny.
Mm.
You're allowed to have fun.
Yes.
You don't have to be serious all
someone
the bloody time.
Someone would be outraged.
Well, I know, but they shouldn't be.
Someone will be.
Because that was funny.
Yeah.
I liked it. Unlike you. It was funny.
No. They loved it. Palm of hand.
Palm of hand.
Flemington where?
Pavilion.
Pavilion.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where are your Buccaneers?
On his Buccaneer.
Chemist Warehouse.
Yes.
Half price sale, Rabbits.
It's on now.
So if you switch away from the cosmetics and roll into the vitamins.
Yes.
Blackmores, Swiss, Caruso's, Henry Bloom's, Bioglan, Nature's Own, Go Healthy, Synovus, they are all half price.
And they make you feel a lot better, particularly after a night at the Brownlow as well, if you haven't some of those.
Vitamins, yep. Half price. Click and collect, shop online, ends the 25th of September.
Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ah, Jim, two burglars.
Sam Pang, good friend of the show, on his way in.
I can't believe it.
Oh, no. In.
Are you going to have a go at him? Because he had a go at you.
I just can't believe he went there. I thought he was better than that.
No.
That's low-hanging fruit. That's cheap.
I liked it.
You loved it, didn't you? Because that's what you do yourself. Now, what are we doing here? Well, he's coming up, by the way, and I'm going to have a look at something you did for the news on the weekend that was, again, embarrassing. Embarrass me, embarrass Rabs, embarrass Witt, embarrass Rosie.
Getting some requests, Jim.
No, you won't be.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, to stop talking.
No. Can you do this? Can you do that? So we'll just see what happens.
Of course, yeah. Righto, so what are we doing here?
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Father. Very good today.
Is it?
No.
Ah, Jimmy boy, 5 at 5:00. Wowee, 5. Well done, Rabsy. And we're going to start off, Rabsy, with the honourable mention.
Okay.
And now this is Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles, Jimmy boy.
The medium-sized O.
Yes, exactly. And this caught my attention from Oscar Allen.
So those who don't know, we park underneath the ground at Optus Stadium. So sometimes you're coming in and they normally do a thorough check of your car to make sure you don't have anything, but they see the players and they just go, yeah, whatever, come straight through.
So, Jim, just have a listen again to this.
No,
what
I don't need to
have
listen.
A listen.
We park underneath the ground at Optus Stadium.
Bill, there's no car park under the ground at Optus Stadium.
That's a player.
We park underneath the ground at Optus Stadium.
Jim, I'll tell you how I know, Bill, because I've been to the joint 30 times.
I don't
there
care.
There is no car park under the ground.
Oscar Allen, who plays
it's under the stands, it's not under the ground. That's just him getting it wrong, and I like Oscar Allen.
Oh, he's getting it wrong. He's wrong. So you're right,
yeah,
and he's wrong.
100%.
You're a turd.
We actually rang a person from the ground who said there's no car park
under
the ground.
No, I'm listening to Oscar Allen.
Not an expert from the ground itself.
Yes.
Right.
Maybe we had John from the West, remember?
Yeah. John from
and
the
he
West
said
even
there was
said
a
no.
He said there was.
Did not. You he said you hung up on him.
He said there was, but he'd never been to the ground.
Or Perth.
Or WA. Anyway, Radley.
What's at number five, Fat?
Oh, Embers. Our man Embers.
Not again.
No, well, no. Just this was during the AFLW, Fremantle versus Carlton on Saturday afternoon with Lockie Reed. And Embers had this startling admission.
When I was actually coaching some of these girls, like, you know, I was sort of chatting with them. And I remember one stage thinking to myself when I found out Adam Selwyn was saying, like, teacher, you know, degree. I had an absolute nothing. I was thinking, girls, can you give Evers a bit of advice? Career advice?
You spent the best 10 years of your life in grade two, didn't you?
I tell you that I actually never went to year five. So you did year
four. To be fair.
Lost. I never actually completed year five. Did year four. And then did year four again, and then went straight to year six.
What? Mate, what's wrong with him?
Well, you wouldn't think, or you wouldn't know, would you, that Embers didn't do year five?
West Coast at the moment are going through unprecedented times.
Bill, that's cheap. That's cheap. That's Peng style.
But come on, Embers. Didn't do year five. Did year four twice.
And did year six.
You wouldn't be telling people that.
I don't reckon.
No.
I don't reckon you should tell anyone that.
I didn't.
How about number four, Bins?
A podcast called Tommy Talks podcast. Yes. He had Jeremy Cameron on. We all love Jeremy Cameron. Yeah. I think he's just a nice
star.
Very good player, a nice boy. But I think he had a big night out in Geelong.
One day he's down at Lammy's Tavern, down the bottom bar, right?
Oh, and he reckons, I haven't been back.
He goes, we're down there having a good old time. Unfortunately, the place only takes cash. And one day Jez just threw his wallet at me. He goes, take me card. Take this to him. Tell him I'll buy the joint because they wouldn't take the card.
Buy the whole joint.
I don't know if that's true. I honestly.
Geez, it would have been a good investment, I reckon, if I went through with that.
The old Lammy's, Jim.
Lammy's.
Oh, yes. He loves a frothy, Jeremy. He's been off it for a while now during the finals. What about that shot of him last night eating watermelon? You see that? It's gone everywhere.
What the hell?
I know. He's a different cat, but gee, he can play. Come on, Jezza.
What's at number three, Coco?
Now, this is a red carpet tradition at Triple M, Jim, where our boy Will goes along and he asks, it's actually called, so sorry for swearing, shit Brownlow questions,
right,
okay?
Yes.
He caught up with Marbio.
You have got a swearing problem.
No, I haven't.
Newman's actually had to pull you up.
No.
And fair enough, too.
He asked Marbio how many phones you're wearing tonight and things like that. But he even caught up and maybe caught the AFL CEO off guard here a bit, caught up with Gil.
Hi, Gil. Obviously, it's been a big couple of weeks with the loss of the Queen. How have you taken the departure of Tracy Grimshaw?
I knew you were going somewhere with that. I don't know about Tracy Grimshaw. I don't issue.
Just stepping down from a current affair.
Okay, well, obviously that's sad as well.
Poor old Gil didn't know where that was going.
You wouldn't know.
Well done, Will. That was good. Well!
Give us number two, Smack.
Patrick Cripps.
Cripper.
We got him on tomorrow, Jim.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, the Triple M Footy Instagram, you'll find Will asking those questions.
And on YouTube.
Yes, exactly. Patrick Cripps was on the Today Show this morning, Jim, after his big night last night.
How did he present?
Well, he had a big night, of course, and if anyone has a big night and fronts up the next morning, would know how to do it, would be Carl. Carl Stefanovic, of course. That? Remember when he was at the Logies and he had to front up?
Yes.
So Carl was
Sounds
on
like
with...
you fronted up.
Yeah.
Carl was on this morning with Cripper.
I know one bloke in particular knows his way around turning up the next day, whatever happened the night before, and that man's Carl Stefanovic. Carl, do you have any advice for young Paddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Cripsy, well done, my friend. We've been following you really well this year, and you just had a terrific year. But one thing I will give advice to you, if you're staying at Crown, you're going to an awards ceremony the night before, just make sure you don't leave your eyes in the villa when you come down to do the cross.
Mate, not going to lie, mate, more eyes. Once I had two beers, so I'm done. So you can probably tell my eyes. I left my eyes definitely in the count last night.
Oh, well.
What a legend.
I think you've outlogied Carl.
Yes. Carl loved it.
Carl was
giggling. Remember that when he fronted up? When he fronted up after the... I don't think he'd been to
bed. No, I'm not sure.
Straight into the chair.
Did you see they asked him how hungover he was out of 10?
And?
He goes, well, probably about a 10.
Cripper.
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to come on today and I think he's in bed.
He's in bed, yep.
And what do you got at number one, Bill?
Well, it's Gill's big night. We know that. Yes. It's all about Gill. So we've got a selection of Gill's highlights from last night's Brownlow. First of all, the Richmond table liked a certain player getting a vote.
Richmond v Essendon. Richmond, J. Rewalt, one vote. Richmond, L. Baker, two votes. That was good, yeah.
That was good. Well done to little Bakes, yes, getting some votes.
Like it.
And then at round 21, he just asked the people to sit down.
Round 21.
Still waiting, Jim. Just waiting. Mm. Wait for it, Jim. Wait for it.
Round 21.
Yes, still waiting, Jim.
Yeah, sit down.
And then round 23, and he just built the tension here.
Round 23. This is pretty good, isn't it?
Reads the play.
Yes, of course he does.
Just that little time there, Jim, that everyone looks around and goes, oh, what's going on?
It's a nice sizzle.
He has. He knows how to do it.
Brownlow sizzle.
Exactly. Who'll be reading?
Do you reckon he'll miss it when he leaves? All of this sort of stuff he'll miss. Because he actually enjoys that bit.
Well, being with Delta.
Oh, yeah.
And doing all that.
All of that.
And
the showbiz side of his job.
Exactly.
He's very good at and will miss, I think.
Exactly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, biggest week of his life.
Oh,
this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
As if it's not bad enough to have September Brownless where he loses his head and can't think and doesn't do anything properly.
Yeah.
Then the Cats get into the grand final. It makes the whole thing even worse.
Yeah,
I swung my attention onto the Seven News.
Did you?
Highest rating, of course, in Melbourne. And this was a Saturday edition. Mm-hmm. And there was a story about fat. Yeah. I don't understand how. Looking like the greatest fool's head I've ever seen.
Looking a bit big,
It's huge, but also just, Geelong colours and scarf and hat. And anyway.
Sorry, I'm a supporter.
Oh, no. We're sorry too. Have a listen.
Yep.
The King of Geelong strutting into work.
Go the Cutters!
The club legend eating his words.
A lot of people, including myself, said they were too old, too slow. They've turned it all around. We're a bit worried, of course, after last year, but now we're very excited.
The Cats are chasing their first flag in 11 years, enough to bring a tear to Billy's eye once again.
I'm not an emotional guy, so that happened. You know, it just happens, those things, when the siren goes.
Oh, what about that?
Are we on?
That was on the news. That last bit, which no one understands what you were saying.
Well, Pete, you don't go there thinking I'm going to cry. It just happens.
How long did the chat go for?
I don't know.
Because that was 30 seconds. Surely it was longer
than
that.
Well, that's all they do. It's only a little sound grab.
I can't believe that even made it onto the news, that stuff there. But what we've got is a copy of what didn't go to air.
Well,
and have a listen here to Bill actually during a news story applying for speaking gigs grand final week.
Yeah, we're not going to play the game too early. So you just build into the week. There's a few lunches and dinners and hopefully a few more. By the way, I'm available.
Craft.
Applying for gigs.
Craft.
While you're on the news.
Well, I had a look at the diary and it's a bit light on. I think the public holidays haven't helped you.
There's the first bit. So that's like, as if it's all not embarrassing enough. Then you ask, actually, during a news story, start asking for work. And then, have a listen to how he then weaves his own pubs into it.
Oh, it's fantastic for the town because I think everyone was a bit down last year. And they do. They ride on the back of the footy club, the whole city. It doesn't matter if they don't go for Geelong. They've still got a soft spot for Geelong. So the pubs will do well. The Common Dufine and the Cremorne Hotel and the Wall Shares, they'll all do well.
All three.
That one's called Shelley. Shelley Craft.
Oh, what the hell? Honestly. It's career worse.
Shelley.
Bill, that's just shameless.
I'd say it didn't go to air.
No, it didn't go to air. But it couldn't go to air.
Why?
Well, the head of news would look over the shoulder of that reporter and go, that ain't going on my news
service. Almost cash for comment, too, by the way.
It's disgraceful.
Well, it didn't go to air, so don't
good.
Worry.
Yeah, but not through your own trying. You were desperate for it to get to air.
And the next bit? That's it.
That's all I gave
I had
us.
Some Lynn.
craft.
Oh, my God. This can't keep going.
Jade Vincent from Seven News.
Jade, oh, on you,
why
Jade.
Am I here?
She just can't.
Well, she couldn't wait to get out. I see she packed up pretty quick and took off.
She just looked at you and went, oh, I've got to do a story about this bloke. Like, seriously?
Yeah. You know when they do those stories, Jim, and they tell you to walk towards them?
Yeah. And no, you would have naturally walked.
Well, I'd walked in, and she goes, you better go back, Bill, and just walk in and do something stupid. So I had to do that. But why do those stories...
Do something stupid.
Why do those stories all start with a bloke walking towards them?
Like you.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. Anyway, don't do that ever again.
Righto.
Sam Pang is in the studio next.
But you're going to have a go at him, don't you?
Get we're all... mates.
Oh,
we go back a long
you
way.
You weren't happy.
He
had
likes
a crack
me,
at
doesn't like you.
No, he loves me. Oh, Pangy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, overwhelm, underwhelm, and over deliver, my friend.
Oh,
which dear. I do consistently.
Triple M. And we are honoured to be joined by the star of the front bar, Sam Pang.
If there's a bigger matchup than the grand final, this might be it.
So I don't know. I'm just getting very nervous.
Comedy superstar Sam Pang lit the fuse.
Because I'm a James Brayshaw.
You have always, have always been in this
I
corner.
Think that he's the best in the business.
Yeah.
Exhibit A, big final. Collingwood versus Geelong.
Yeah.
90,000 people at the MCG. Take it away, JB.
Huge day at the MCG.
And James Brayshaw wants a piece.
I've nearly had enough of Pang.
Why?
He's a comedic sniper.
A sniper?
Now, two media heavyweights face off.
All I've said to Witt is get him on next week and I'm going to take him to task.
Please welcome, in the red corner, Sam Pang.
Is that an accurate description of where you're at? A comedic sniper?
Industry heavyweight, I would have gone with that. But anyway, that's fine. I'll take any description you give me, and it's wonderful to be here. It is.
Pang.
I don't know what's with the red corner
no,
and
good.
The...
No, I love
look.
It, mate. It's good to see you.
No, it's
you.
On.
Always
he wasn't happy.
You.
He doesn't like being shown up like that, and you showed him up.
As soon,
what did I do?
As soon as I heard that there was some commentary being played on the front bar, I said, Pang.
Pang.
I just know. I didn't actually know I'd done that.
Really?
That's how bad I'm going.
I was about to ask. So you didn't in the moment?
No, I had no idea. Until it was played to me later, I'm like, Jesus, is that how bad I'm going?
We might have brought it up a couple of times.
Yeah, as you, nothing gets past you, Billy.
No, nothing.
I'm more, should I be surprised that none of your fellow commentators thought to correct you either?
No.
They had no idea either?
No,
Brian wouldn't
have. As I said, that's how bad we're going. Wasn't even aware that it had happened. But no, we're capable of making mistakes.
Oh, hold on. There's no one.
Do you?
Bill. We did front bar together. You see how many mistakes I made. I can't throw to clips.
No.
I can't. I don't really know how long the segments are going on. Mm. I don't wear the earpiece.
What's
so
the worst thing you've said on air, do you reckon?
Thanks for having me on the Rush Hour. That's the worst thing I've said.
Yes, you would have stuffed up a few things. I never have.
Oh, well, Tommy Gleisner and I, on having been paying attention, are officially banned from Thailand.
Ooh, right.
And I will not tell you why, but whatever we said went to air, and I don't know if you know that it's illegal to, it's illegal to insult the King of Thailand.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah.
And poor old Tommy, you dragged him in.
Our timing wasn't great, Billy. Just passed away, so wasn't a great. Anyway, it's a long time ago. Let's move forward.
Any Queen jokes?
No. I've been very respectful as a staunch monarchist.
No.
I didn't even know she died. By the way, there's been no coverage.
Haven't you been watching any of the TV stations?
Is Triple M taking it live?
Yeah. Brian's over there doing roaming Brian.
When I would have sent Rabs over, by the way, just to cover it, just to stand outside.
We tried to.
Buckingham
Palace. So we get some buttons pushed the right ones.
Well, he does look like a pom too, Rabs. Yeah. He's got that unkempt
anyone else thinking about the coverage for the last 10 days and thinking that a lot of the news services didn't really need to send anyone over?
Just, I don't understand why they didn't.
It's great that Buckingham Palace is behind them.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think I saw on the Today Show they'd sent Carl and Ali over.
Mm.
And it was great. There we are. Look, there's a palace behind us.
Yep.
And then they crossed back to rural Victoria to talk to someone who went to school with Charles in Timbertop in 1962.
Yeah.
Did you really need to go all the way? Mm. Anyway.
Congratulations to, of course, winning the Media Award for the front bar.
Yes.
That is an honour.
Absolutely.
Best footy show.
Yes.
Best footy show. Let's have a look at any. Have you got any idea when the best show was?
What do you mean?
The best show overall. Which one spiked the most?
As in what guest we had that particular week?
Well, let's go with that. Yeah.
Well, it was a Geelong player.
Was it?
Yeah.
Don't say Stevie.
No. It was Jimmy Bartel.
Ah. That was a big night.
Fat fully claimed that award.
I did.
He said, that's 100% because I went on it. The front bar have won that award.
In all sincerity, I hope we had a wonderful time when you came in, Bill. Yeah. Did you have a good time?
I loved it. I was a bit nervous because I'd never been to Seven.
Well, why would that make you nervous, though? It's a storied career that James has to hear about all the time.
You've been with the other mob.
Well, it's a bit like now, actually. Yeah. But I feel nothing but welcoming.
Yeah. You are.
Mm. That's funny. But anyway, it was great to be there. You were I love Mick, of course, and your good self, and Radar, I'd known for a long time.
Yes.
And I met your brother. Who's actually funnier than you?
Yes, my brother, Panger.
Panger?
Yeah.
He's a good man. So very good. And the producer, we love him, Adam, Milky.
Well, there's a lot of them. But can I tell you a story about Panger?
Yes.
My brother, Jay. He said he works on Front Bar, nothing to do with me. There's no nepotism. He's a very talented researcher and producer. But he said that in the green room before, that we were downstairs doing a little tech run.
Yep.
Billy was upstairs. So I saw my brother, Panger, and he said, yeah, I met Bill. Because I don't think I don't know if I got him in the best state to get ready for the show. Mm. I said, why? I said, our family's from rural New South Wales up there in Narandra, my mum's side, and Panger said, you ever get back to Drilldry? Yeah, Bill, you ever get back to Drilldry? Just trying to make small talk. Yeah. Bill said, twice, Panger, to bury my parents.
Yeah. Oh.
And that was it from Panger. And then he walked out. So beautiful warm up, getting ready for the show. Was that the way?
I had to go and build myself up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Panger's not allowed to talk to the guests anymore.
You could have given him more than that.
Well, I haven't been back. That's the last two times I've been back there. It was unfortunately for mum and dad.
I was wondering why you're.
I'm an honest man.
I was wondering why I was a bit slow to start, but you got warmed up. It was great.
When you asked me how to kick a torp.
Oh well, if anything, you got a bit too sophisticated. You know what I mean? You lost me with the, what was it? You point it, you pick it up, you point it and you kick
it. Hold it like that and kick it.
I can't believe you're not an assistant coach somewhere.
I know. None of us can believe that.
You didn't think when your time at North, JB, you didn't think you're getting him down?
No.
Tim, with this stuff like this.
Your technique when kicking a torp, because it's a lost art, Billy.
Yeah, it is. Just hold it like that and kick it.
Bang. Well, fanning.
Yeah.
You used to play. How would you explain kicking a torp?
No, well, like that. How could you improve on that description?
Were you
JB,
any
how do you do it?
Were you any good?
No.
No?
Nope.
Where'd you play? Who'd you actually play with?
What do you mean, team? Like, who are my contemporaries?
Yeah. No, who'd you play footy with?
I played for a lot of clubs, Bill.
No.
Well, one of them was Collingwood Under-19s, right?
Really?
Yeah. But actually everyone in the studio knows how bad a player you have to have been to have just played under-19s.
Yeah.
No reserves, definitely no seniors. You know, like, that's how bad I was.
No, that's all right. I don't mind that. Were you good anywhere? Like, one of the burbs or somewhere?
I went to the VFA for a little while.
Oh.
Hey, how is this turning this is your life? I thought it was coming in to just have a chat.
Well, what do you want to talk about then?
Well, we're going to take a break.
I remember the moment.
Oh, here we go.
I remember the moment that I knew I wasn't going to make it at Collingwood.
What happened?
Because, you know, in the dressing rooms, they've got those, the big, the signs that have the, you know, the mantras.
Yes.
Right. So I remember.
One in, all in.
Oh, that was one of them. One in, all in. Controlled aggression.
Yes.
And Asians out.
Oh!
And I thought, no, this is not for me.
They wouldn't have had that.
We are going to chat about not only the front bar, but the comedians. Big show coming up.
More with Sam Pang next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I was a bit chubby as a kid, Jim.
A bit more standard.
I had dyslexic.
Triple M. We're joined by Sam Pang, who's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight, but also on tour with the comedians.
Yep.
Mick Molloy, Lawrence Mooney, Sam Pang, Marty Sheargold.
Marty Sheargold. Oh, yes. Of course, show's coming up around the country on sale, I think, today. New shows.
Canberra. That'd be a good one. Yep. You look forward to Canberra?
What a surprise. You haven't read it. Canberra's sold out, okay? So these are for February, Bill. The shows you're reading, they're in November.
You know
they're,
why.
They're all sold, and then these new shows went on for February. That's right. All. There's one at the Palace.
Dave O'Neill could go to Canberra and sell it out. Don't worry about that. Fair dinkum, mate.
Head to alist.com.au for tickets. It's a magnificent show. Getting back to the front bar, we were talking about that in the last break.
Yes,
I've loved the show for a long time, and my favourite ever guest... Growing up in Perth, of course, as I left there when I was about 23. So the 70s and 80s were when the waffle was at its absolute peak, in my view. And I was a bit mad Claremont supporter. In fact, sat at the Brownlow last night with the great Graham Moss, who was my hero as a kid, captain coach of Claremont. But we used to play regularly against West Perth. And West Perth used to have a wingman called Les Chopsticks Fong, who was magnificent. Like, he was a star.
300-gamer.
A 300-gamer. And used to play for WA in the state games. He was a jet. But I never even thought there was anything wrong with his nickname, Choppy. No. Everyone just called him Choppy. And then he appeared on the front bar.
The greatest thing.
That is gold. Yeah,
Jimmy, the greatest thing about having, it's a wonderful show where you can have guests like Les Fong on, or Danny Del Rey.
Yes.
You know, they don't all have to be the Hall of Famers.
Yeah, Bill's a good example of someone who came
Hall of Famers, he said.
It's a good point. I didn't think you had two segments in you, but we got there anyway, Bill. And so I remember Les Fong came in, because, you know, Les Fong was one of the greatest Chinese footballers of all time.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever?
Oh, well, who else?
Danny Seow.
Well, then Les Fong, 300 games.
You know who was the first?
Who?
In 1908, there was a player called Wally Kuchu, who played four games for Carlton in 1908. He was the first.
Finnegan.
Yeah. If you take nothing else away from our chat, that is true. But yeah, I remember Les Fong coming. I was a big thrill.
Yep.
And, you know, the story of, you know, how tough was it out there, you know, verbally back in those days. Les, you know, how was it? And he said, I absolutely experienced no racism at all. I felt very comfortable in the environment and was privileged to play in the competition. Oh, really? No racism. That's good, Les. What was your nickname? Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
No worries. No worries, mate. No worries.
Universally known as Choppy. And magnificent. I also enjoy, we get Tommy Gleisner on a lot.
Yeah, we do.
And have you been paying attention?
It's not hard to get.
No, he comes on to put the show forward. And I liked it the other day when Osher Gunsberg came in.
And what happened?
What did you say to him?
What did I say?
Well, I don't know the shows is the only reason. And plus, I would never wade into your territory. But you said you host celebrity something.
No, yeah, it was an apology, Bill.
Was it?
But it's a very sophisticated, nuanced apology.
Yes.
I said, I want to apologize, Osher. Mm-hmm. Last time you're on the show, I said, you host The Masked Singer, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Bachelor in Paradise. Which one are you least ashamed of? And I just said, Osher, I wanted to apologize for saying that. And then the apology made it to air, which basically just doubled down on what I
enabled you to get another airing.
Well, are we national? Is this national?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, of course.
No. Is that national?
Well, he's a wonderful broadcaster.
Oh. You and Tom have an interesting relationship, don't you?
It's one that's based on love and affection.
No, it's not.
I hang shit on him
every time you can.
You only roast the ones you love, Bill. You know, like you two. Oh, you cool. love each other. That's why you get away with this sort of stuff.
Well, he
shouldn't be on air, by the way.
I'm talking about Fatty over here. Says regularly to me, he goes, mate, you hardly ever turn up for work. Like I work hard and you're hardly ever here. And I go, really? Look at me.
Look at?
There's a bloke called S. Pang has got the best working relationship with his employer I've ever heard of. How many days a week are you rolling?
Which one?
The radio one.
Radio's 4 days a week, 7 till 9.
Right.
Three days a week.
Four.
So you don't come in at 6 when everyone starts?
No.
Does the hard work?
No. No. Front bar, I have 3 on, 1 off. Have you been paying attention? You know, that's probably the one I do the best. But you two would appreciate. You don't run your best horses every week.
Well, I do.
Spell.
The old draft horse here. He just goes every week.
Clydesdale.
111 races for 6 wins, will you?
Those 6 wins. Let me tell you, have we gone hard? Hey, what about last night? Cripper. That was good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Where were you last night? Where did you watch it?
Wasn't there sitting next to my heroes like you, JB.
Well,
Jim, but what about Jim got there? He rang Gil
because
he's got Gil in his
phone. Do you believe that?
No.
Of course you do.
He's got Gil in his phone. He rings Gil because his girlfriend, Lisa, wanted to go to the Brownlow. Jim hates the Brownlow. And Jim had to ring up and get two tickets to take his girlfriend.
To know that isn't true. But I got to the Crown last night. This is 100% true. Got to Crown last night.
Yeah.
And I got down to the room. I think we were in 2022.
What room?
2022.
Where you're staying?
Crown Towers. Yep. Mm. So I walked to 2022. 2024.
Mm-hmm.
The one at the end. The big
one. The big
proper banger.
Yeah. Who's in that?
Patrick Cripps.
Oh.
So as I'm walking to the door opens and he comes out like a metre away walking past me. I went, Cripper, this is an omen for you.
Oh. Did you? Were you in that room?
No, I was not.
Why not?
Why would I be at the Brownlow? What, under what?
No, not there, but you'd jump on when he won. You would have jumped on and said you're his favourite and all that and got in his room and free frothies.
Pang. I don't even know what those words meant. What? But did Lisa have a good time?
She loved it.
Really?
And she just went all fangirl when he turned up.
Yeah.
You can imagine?
Yeah.
She just couldn't speak. She's looking at him and no words are coming out and her eyes are fluttering and I'm like, this is pathetic.
She love her footy?
She loves it. She's mad blues.
She must love her footy to sit through a Brownlow.
Oh, no, that's what I...
Seriously.
Hang you, I do keep bringing that up with her. But there were lots of family there and she obviously loves Angus and Andrew and their girls are great mates.
When did you watch it at home? You got a TV?
Have you got a TV?
No, I don't. I'm only on TV. I'm on TV, but I don't own one.
Why are you fixated on where he watched it?
I just want to know.
So you're like a detective over there. You're like a burned-out detective trying to find out stuff about me.
Just say I was at home on the couch.
I was.
Or at a pub.
No, I was at home getting ready for, you know, the next day's work.
You wouldn't even been working.
That's true.
You would have had another day off.
Check to be rostered on.
Righto, the comedians, where are they? In Melbourne, when? Oh, it's sold out, don't worry. Canberra, go. I don't see Geelong there, Pang.
What?
I don't see you going to Geelong.
Geelong, Warrnambool. I've said this with sincerity and honesty. Mm. Oh, those hillbillies down there, they're not my people, right? I've said that before. But no, this is for a show in February, I think, because the November ones are sold out.
It is.
This is for February.
17th.
There you go, at the Palais.
Would you ever take Bill on as a...
Brody?
No, as a co-host of a radio show, Sam?
don't try to get out.
You now...
You're contracted for the next 5 years, according to management.
You now understand the pain that I exist through, don't you?
Yeah, it's tougher than I thought. It's tougher than it should be. Many times during this chat, I thought I'd look over and see Rab's just hanging from a fan. Somehow he's managed to hold on.
He laughs at my stuff.
But no, it's well, JB, you are a soldier.
Thank you. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to hang on to you because I want you to experience the show at its worst. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I cannot wait.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. We're joined by radio star with Triple R's Breakfasters, Sam Pang.
Oh, he's gone back there.
Not currently.
No.
That was a while ago.
Jeez.
Wonderful community radio station in this city.
What were you on?
Oh, here we go. Triple R. 102.7.
Really?
Yeah,
where's that?
Where?
Yeah.
Next to 102.6 and the other side of 102.8. No, it was a
community thing.
Yeah, but it was a breakfast show I did in 2003 to 2008, Bill.
5 days.
We didn't all just walk into commercial radio like you.
Yeah.
Well, Bill did a lot of yards down on K-Rock.
Bay FM.
Bay FM. What's the difference between Bay FM and K-Rock?
They're sister stations, but older music.
Thank you.
60s, 70s, and 80s.
Bit of radio craft there from Bill. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Imagine living in Geelong and listening to Bay FM.
Oh, that's a good
60s, 70s, and 80s.
If I can't pick up Triple M, it just falls in. I listen. It's quite good, Pang. Anyway.
Tomorrow.
Who?
Toby Green, Paddy Cripps.
Cripper.
And Gil McLaughlin. There's a big show.
He'll be fresh Cripper, by the way.
He
pulled an all-nighter.
Well, he did. I saw Charlie Kerno today and hadn't slept.
No. Mm. Well, we got to celebrate, Bill. Well, in the Brownlow.
I know.
Not that you'd know, but
celebrated with Danger and Jimmy Bartel when they won it.
Yeah.
Best mates.
Couchy.
Besties. Couchy. We had a big one back in the good old days then. Wow.
How many Brownlows you been to, Bill?
I've been to about two.
None as a player.
Nearly won it.
Never invited as a player. Really? Came 11th.
But halfway through I was winning. And I was on Hamilton Island. I didn't get the Herald Sun for 3 days. I didn't know how well I did. There was no mobile phones or anything. The Herald Sun. I had to go down the paper shop and 3 days late.
Yeah. And you came 11th.
You are a marvel.
I was.
So you really got nowhere near winning it.
11th is better than you and Pang.
Oh, you're pulling that one, are you? We never played the game.
No,
that's Billy,
exactly
that's unbelievable.
Right.
Anyway, here we go. Held on to you because there are lots of things in this show that are underwhelming, as you've experienced. But this is by far our worst foot forward. This is when Bill tells a joke to finish every show. Now, you've got comedic royalty here. Wow. So let's go.
Mix in.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
How lucky are you, Pang? That's all I can
Mix
say.
Mix in, is that what you said? You shafted him, you two. What are you talking about? He took his job.
And the ratings have just gone through the roof. Petri doesn't talk about that with the comedians. This is a press release from the AFL. I got it today.
Really?
This is fair income, Jim.
Right.
All patrons attending the 2022 AFL Grand Final will need to bring a packed lunch. It has been confirmed that there will be no pies at the grand final this year.
So, Sam, what we do...
Did you get that?
What just happened?
Not a joke.
It's just a warm-up. It's a little panger.
What we do...
We call it in the industry a little panger, a warm-up.
At the end of the joke, Rabs has got two options. He either plays Plastic Bertrand's Plat pour moi, or if it's bad enough, he then plays Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh's Woolly Bully.
Hang on. We got another joke. That was a warm-up. That was just a...
So that wasn't just...
An entree.
Righto.
Did you understand? No pies? I don't know if you got it. You don't change.
No, it's worse. I got it and then
didn't
enjoy it. No, I'm Asian. We don't need Botox, mate.
Right. Here we go. Pang. Why do French eat snails?
Why do French eat snails, Bill?
They don't like fast food. Pang. What do you reckon? Sam?
That's it. You leave no option.
Say something, Sam.
I would have gone with Plastic Bill.
You'll use it on your tour. You'll waltz out there and go, I got a gag to kick us off.
If I use that on my tour, on the tour, something's gone terribly wrong. But well, I'll write it down.
I bet you the third show in Hobart. Look out.
Thank you, Pangy.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Great to see you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.